Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, my question is about making love stay. I've noticed in my life that I have enjoyed falling in love and the chase and then being in love. And then I get to the point where I make a commitment to be in a relationship. And then after a year or so, I don't feel it anymore.
What's the it you don't feel?
Love.
Love or sexual attraction or romantic feelings or, you know, because love, let's just use these words clearly so I understand you basically. The way I would use the word love would be, you know, I could love you, I don't even know you and I'm not going home with you, but I can open with you in a way that I'm just loving you, I'm being one with you. So that's one way we could use the word love. That's not exactly what you're talking about disappearing, is it?
No,
okay.
I suppose I'm talking about romantic love. I'm talking about that feeling where you wake up feeling wonderful and you write poems and, you know, just, you know, you think that you're in heaven. Okay, so it's romantic love, you know, and I know it's a fantasy.
But do you?
Well, I don't. I kind of, there's part of me that still thinks it ought to hang around, you know, that I should still be feeling it, you know, and I'm not. And I'm in the commitment of, you know, sort of waiting, hoping that it's going to return someday, you know. If I could just find the right button to push.
Getting a little old for that, aren't you? I mean, usually most people, by the time they're 25, that hope's been dashed all to hell, you know. But I guess you could be commended for kind of sticking to this vision for so long, but... That feeling of romantic love is definitely a nice feeling. You know, I mean, everyone enjoys it as long as it lasts. It doesn't last that long. And, you know, in the workshop, we do these exercises where you see why it doesn't. But basically, that feeling of falling in love is a temporary feeling because your partner is resonating with things from your childhood that make you feel at home and at ease and comfortable and familiar. And then suddenly all these negative qualities that came along with your childhood also start coming up, and she's not giving you what you really want, and you feel like you're not going to love her back. And that begins the whole thing. Now, in the third stage, or just in practice and growing and in evolution, and if you just decided suddenly that you realize that this entire appearance was for the sake for you to recognize that this had no impact on you whatsoever, that all of this was a vision in consciousness, and as long as you bought into it, you got sucked back into it and tumbled through everything you were afraid of and resisted over and over and over and over until you resisted nothing, you were afraid of nothing, and you wanted nothing. And then as you tumble through, you go, whoa, what a weird trip. But there's no particular trying to get anything out of it because you're not looking for anything anymore. And if you could persist in that long enough, all that's left is you realize you're recognizing what a kind of strange and beautiful miracle this whole thing is, and everyone else is still trying to get something out of it. And so all that's left is for you to try to help them not to try to get something out of it, because it's like knocking their head against the wall. It's impossible. There's not a single person in here who will ever get what they really want. All you can do is give what you really want. And in giving what you really want, you become that, and you die as that, and you live as that, and there's no difference. You're just alive as the giving of what you are. But you'll never get what you want. Didn't the Rolling Stones say that? Isn't there some... You can't always get one. So
just keep giving, keep giving, keep giving.
Well, not as a kind of prescription, but you could try to keep getting. I mean, try to get, you know, there's no way to stop you, really. You'll keep, you know... I don't know how long you're going to live or how long you're going to be able to get it up, but at some point, it's not going to you're not going to have a chance to get romantic love anymore, and you're still not going to have it. And if you die still wanting that, who knows? Maybe you'll come back as venereal disease or something. I don't know what you'll come back as. You know, you'll just hunker down to the focus onto this realm of romance, you know, and that would be a good way to hang around romance a lot. Just be the virus that hopped from person to person as they fell in love. And you got to always be feeling this romantic feeling, you know. So you're only this big, you know. So you hung out in the dark space between people's legs. You'd still get to feel romance. And that's kind of what this place is. And so all of us are... kind of focused into a certain domain where we think we're going to get something. And really, it's a humorous recognition that you're here to offer love as you are, in the exact form that you are. And maybe you're here, maybe you as an individual, maybe you're here to offer particularly romantic kind of love. Is this your partner next to you?
No.
Okay. Is your partner here?
She's not here.
Okay. So maybe when you go home to her, or wherever she is, or you see her next, or you drop her and go on to the next one, whatever you do, you can just take it on that it's your incarnation to give romantic love, even when you hated doing it. So 3 years down the line, you made your commitment, it's boring, no one's getting what they want. You go, oh yeah, I remember now. I've been born to give romantic love. And you just bring home flowers every day. You hate it. You hate her. You hate you. You hate the fucking flowers. But you bring home flowers every day. Bring home the chocolates. You turn on the music. You write that love poetry you want so bad. Just write it. Every line you will hate writing. You'll just be writing it and writing. You'll be going, oh, God. Oh, God. But just incarnate it completely. Get it through your system. You know, do the whole thing. That would be the quickest way for you to find the humor in that, but you could start now. You're with someone, right?
Yeah.
So you can just choose that instead of waiting for that romantic love, that you're going to just give it. And you're specifically going to give that romantic love when you least want to.
Well, that feels false, of course. When you don't want to do it and you do it.
Of course.
So and that phoniness isn't like bound to be
picked up. Wait, there's a difference between forced and phony. You want romantic love, yes?
Yeah.
So I'm saying do romantic love.
Okay.
I'm not asking you to do something you don't want. If you didn't want romantic love, I'd say that would be a stupid thing to do. But I thought that what you were saying is that you wanted romantic love. I'm just saying, well, you're waiting for it to happen. Just create it. Now, when you create it, the feeling is going to be against all the tendencies that you have for waiting. So it's going to be incredibly uncomfortable. It'll be torturous feeling. Now, you've come to associate romantic love with that natural phase of the first few months or years of a relationship where it just happens to everyone. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's just what comes with the package. It's like, having hair, you know, and it falls out. And then you can continue longing for hair, or, I guess. So just do it. Just do romantic love. Unlike hair, romantic love is something you can actually do, right? So you're saying it's forced and false. Right?
False, yeah.
Because you think that what's true is something that happens to you.
No, it's true when I feel it in my heart. When I, you know, if I looked at you and thought, you are a wonderful, gorgeous being, you know, then I would feel totally having integrity by giving you flowers. Or writing you a poem.
Right.
But if I don't feel that and then I give you a poem and flowers,
then you have to dig deeper for
that
love.
I'm not only being false to me, I'm being false to you too.
Let me try it a different way. Imagine you were God. Just imagine. And you had the capacity to access love in all of its forms and create love in all of its forms. Okay? And for pleasure, you wanted to experience romantic love. You really wanted to. And you knew that after a year or two it was going to fade. So you let it fade, and then you recreate it. Real romantic love. Real, genuine, 100% romantic love. Now, what you're going to find is you don't want to do that. And that's why you're not experiencing it. Because you were experiencing it yesterday, and you're not experiencing it today. Something happened. You stopped doing it. Now, that's all below your consciousness, because the only thing you're conscious of is she doesn't attract it from you anymore. But all you need to do is replace the she, and you're very willing to do it. Right?
Yeah.
So do you want to continue being dependent on a cycle of existence to give you pleasure that you, unless it's giving you what you want, like a little boy, you won't give love. Like, unless you make me feel romantic love, I'm not giving it to you. Well, I understand that perspective. I've been a little boy. I know what it's like to, like, if you don't give me my candy, I'm not, you know. That's okay. But if you one day want to grow up, you don't have to, you know. You could linger as long as you want. You can just create what you want. Now, in the doing of that, you will realize you actually don't really want it. And you will come to a completely effortless place of not needing to give or receive romantic love. And from that effortless place, you will create whatever it is you're here to genuinely create. Now, it's very bizarre, but people tend to hide what they're really here to give by their deepest fears. So, one little clue...
Can you say that again?
Uh-huh. Is by doing the thing you hate the most, or doing what you fear the most, is often the way to get yourself giving what you're actually here to give if you were fearless and spontaneously acting. See, there's a difference between what you're doing by habit and what you're doing truly spontaneously. And people in the so-called spiritual culture confuse those two all the time. They say, well, it should be effortless, and so I'm just going to effortlessly be. But what they mean is they're just going to let their habits take over. So they're effortless, but what all that means is that their habit of standing like this goes on, and they're okay with that, and their habit of like being a moron's going on, and they're okay with that, and you know their shallow breathing's fine with them, and they're learning how to be with everything. But that's just settling for that. I mean, that's a good first step. You know, good. You could be with all your habits. So if you call that. If that's your goal in life, to be effortlessly habitful, go for it. And then you'll be an effortless wad of habits, habiting on to people. And the way you'll know is that if you ask them for their genuine feedback instead of their second stage safe feedback, they'll tell you you're being a jerk in one way or another. They'll let you know. They'll feel that. And you'll go, well, this is how I am, effortlessly, and you'll just be effortlessly habiting on them. Do you understand? So it's like, I've used this example before, it's like people drink coffee, say, and if you drink coffee every day, and then I tell you, quit, you stop, and if you're really addicted to coffee, you start getting headaches and you feel bad, and you go, no, if I was just spontaneously acting, I would drink the coffee because my body spontaneously wants to drink the coffee. But it only spontaneously wants to drink the coffee because you've developed the habit of drinking coffee and you need those chemicals for you to feel like everything's okay. So if your spiritual practice is such that complacency in the face of habitual destruction of love is okay with you, then just settle for things the way they are. And that's that. Now, I would say yes, be with things exactly how they are, and now reintroduce the habits that most liberate the deepest expression of love and light and consciousness that you can give and everyone else can give. And again, the way you know you're doing that is by all the feedback you're getting or get. You could ask your close friends and so forth. You could ask your lady friend and so forth. If you're not opening your woman, you're going to get feedback real fast. If you're not opening the world and you ask your friends, they'll tell you the same kind of thing. To be truly effortless means to be rested in a place deeper than habits. That's where true art springs from. And everyone, it's an objective feeling, the difference between true art and habitual momentum. So if you were just to kind of surrender to your habitual momentum, people would just feel you being you, however good or bad that is. And in this case, it's kind of, you know, you're kind of romantic love, and it's neither here nor there. I mean, we all have our characters. It's neither good nor bad. It's just your character. But if you can rest deeper than that habit, deeper than the desire for romantic love, deeper than the desire to need anything whatsoever, deeper than desire itself. If you can rest in the place that right now is absolutely full or absolutely empty, however you want to feel it, it's just perfect, but really perfect. Not perfect at the habit level, because that ain't perfect. You're hurting people all the time with that. Perfect at the place of love's bloom, like before it takes any form at all, and you rest in that place, then your body can conduct to greater or lesser degrees that spontaneous love expression. Now, for most people, that takes decades of practice because they've habitualized. They're not only drinking coffee, they're breathing shallowly, they're tensed, they have habitual thought patterns, they're seeking romantic expression, and now you're going around in this habit pattern and you're going, well, you're saying to do this, but that would take effort and it would be false. This is what's true. Did you get that?
I got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, your voice sounds totally different. Good, thank you. Did you have something else that you wanted to say?
No.
Thanks.
I'm about to enter a whole new phase of my life, I guess. I've been in a very long-term relationship for half my life, and my partner and I are separating. And I guess we've come to a place where we need to, for our souls to be apart, to in order for us both to grow.
I understand.
Mm. And we both realized that, which was something that I was very happy about. And I guess my question is the fear of the unknown out there, the whole new arena, the whole... I was 18 when I met him, so I was really young.
Right.
And, I'm 40 now, so that's more than half my life. And I guess, too, I don't want to close myself to what's out there. I'm not looking for a partner at all. I'm looking to spend a lot of time exploring my own work. But I don't want to close myself to people out there. And I have a lot of friends, but I'm talking about the male friend.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Did I miss a question, or you just
a question? A question.
I don't know if you had one. You don't have to.
I don't know whether I do. It's interesting. I came here tonight not really having a question, but I wanted to kind of get some feedback, I guess, or share something. I don't know.
Do you want some advice?
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
Spend as much time with women not doing your work as you can.
Hang on, go tell me that again.
Did everyone else hear me?
Yes.
Okay. That's one of the signs that you look for when you're talking to people, when they go, what? What was that? So I'm not going to repeat it. Why don't you ask the woman next to you? See if she could repeat it to you. Ask her right now, and then we'll go from there.
Spend much time with women and not doing your work.
Oh, really? I spend a lot of time. Well, I don't know. I thought I spent a lot of time with women, but yeah, maybe.
Naked, rubbing oil in each other's bodies, dancing, doing all the things that you haven't done for 20 years because you've been in a relationship with a guy, you know? Just...
Well, I've known Jude for a while, so...
Yeah, okay. It'll be real easy for you to, you know, become your own man. Like we were talking about.
For me to become a man. Yeah.
For you to become your own man. Mm. Which could be useful, but it seems like you've already accomplished that, actually. It seems like you're self-sufficient. You're able to guide yourself fairly well. Mm. So.
Well, I know what I want to do. I know.
That's more than most men know.
I kind of know what my purpose is.
It is. And that's why I'm suggesting that you allow yourself a maximum time exercising a different dimension of your being for your own sake. And that dimension of your being would be total chaos. See, if I were one of your girlfriends, I don't know what I would do. I would come over with chocolate and strawberries and champagne and a bunch of other ladies and some really good music and just have the best possible physically blissful ecstatic time you can with open hearts.
Don't I have to open those women somehow? Like, that's, you know, like I'm kind of, you know, I don't know. I'm just sort of thinking that there's a couple of people in my life I could do that with, but yeah. I'm just not.
I don't know. Raise your hand if you'd like to do that with her. Maybe we can find some in this room. So there's all kinds of people here. Maybe you can.
I live a really boring life, I think.
You know what I saw yesterday? I saw a group of women doing calligraphy with their pussies. Painting with their pussies. Was that at your house?
No, but it could be.
Now, these are very weird people. You don't have to. But now you don't have a guy. You know, there's a kind of liberation in that, because probably you'll one day end up in another relationship. But in the meantime, there's just, you know, be an unbridled woman for a moment or two and find out how that feels, because then the next man you attract will be as full in his presence as you are in your offering of openness and radiance, you know? And so if you spend too much time concentrating on your own work, this is why I'm saying it, which isn't a bad thing to do, but if you spend too much time doing on that, you're cultivating your masculine. Now, you may want to do that, and that's fine, but what you'll then get in your life is a man who's in the midst of cultivating their feminine. You'll get the surfer guy. Where is he? There he is. And you don't want that, right? No. But that, you're going to get
I think I kind of left that.
You kind of?
I kind of left. Well, he's not the same sort of man as the surfer man. But the way you describe when
right,
you
undirected.
Were talking to him was, it was very similar when you were talking to him. I was reading.
But you're going to perpetuate that unless you cultivate another part of you. That's what I'm trying to suggest. That what your initial thing is, well, I want to spend more time doing my work. Now, that's probably a good thing to do. But spend more time than that. Painting. I mean, actual time. You know, in our culture, it's so anti-feminine. Our culture is so anti-feminine that people consider what you do with your life automatically in masculine terms. Like you work, you exercise. I mean, very, very few people schedule in their day, you know, pussy painting hours. But for some reason, people think it's fine to schedule in their day, you know, going to exercise physically. You know, it's somehow appropriate to walk into a place with machines or on a little aerobics thing or take a yoga class. And all that's absolutely appropriate. But somehow just enjoying your body as pleasure and creating art from the pleasure of your body, that's not exactly the way we should spend our time. You know, it's an absolute anti-feminine suppression. Wouldn't you enjoy that a little bit? I mean, how about an hour a day? You know, like you commit an hour a day to the discipline of putting yourself in the position of total bodily pleasure with other women. Whatever that is to you, you know, you find out what it is. And then from that total bodily pleasure, you create heart connection. So you don't lose, you don't all go into your own pleasure, but it's mutually shared. You're like one woman body all together you know, one heart with all these limbs and... I think there'd be women who'd love doing that with you, and you should feel the part of you that hasn't been doing that. What? Why not? And you'll feel, well, I've got these responsibilities, I have to do this, and that feeling in you repels men who would do that for you.
I think I could do that.
Thinking you could do it is one thing. Good. Why don't you come up here and we'll do it? Okay, I'll tell you what. Four women volunteers first. Come on up here. Just come on up. Come on up. This is a good four. You can come up if you want. This is the feminine four. Here, you can stand in the center. Can we turn on music? Do you have any good music? Okay, why don't you just turn on music loud enough that people could still hear me at first? Something good to dance to. Oh, take off whatever you want. Okay, so here's your assignment. Look out at everybody and feel them suffering the lack of pleasure in their life. I mean, they're suffering a lack of pleasure in their life. Look at them. From this perspective, it's kind of sickening. You just look out there, and there's all these people like... Okay? So what you're going to do is, like, bloom them open with your body. Now you can turn the music as loud as you want. Just bloom them open with your body. Look at them. For their sake, bloom them open. They're going to be resistive, so don't buy into their resistance. Every man should have an erection. Every woman should want to get up and dance. So feel them, like... You know, make them come, offer it to them, and feel what a horrible way it would be to live this way. So just like, give it to them, you know? Just give them your pleasure. You can feel it's like dead air. They're going, get, hey, not gonna accept that. And just keep going through that. It's a sickness you're here to cure. Look at them. Look at them. So dance for their sake. Look them in the eyes. I'm going to give a lecture on politics while they're doing this. Now you can all
There's
dance
no
together
out.
If you
no
like.
Cure but death.
So it's like you're practicing going home with your lady friend, but all
Last
together.
Night in a dream, I saw
you can move over and help them. A little bit.
It was all off.
Okay, now where's Mr. Ball? You he come here.
Hands.
Come here.
If there's a dragon
here,
on this place, the old man has
Don't
the
be afraid. Come here. Just stand here, facing that way, if you would. Separate your feet a little, so you have some stability. Okay. Ladies, test Mr. Yogi over here. See if you can distract him. Now, stay in consciousness. Come on, stay in consciousness. It's all consciousness. Breathe. Look out at the group and give them your consciousness. Look out. Come on. Meditate, man. Meditate. So look up. Look out at them. Seriously. Stay strong. Meditate. It's all an illusion. It is all Brahman. It is all Brahman. Just recognize it. Open. Now this is the way you should practice.
Let them sleep.
Stay full. Now look at her and take her with your love. Just take, put your arm around her and really just take her. Well, not like an idiot. You know, like, take her. Breathe into her. Feel. Look into her eyes. All she wants is love. All she wants. Come on, just love her. Love her. Oh, okay. Is this what you had in mind after you leave your man? Yes. Okay.
like to be in his position? Okay. How many women here would like to be in their position? Okay. Thank you very much. It's been a great job. Thank you. Thank you. So does that give you a feel for what to do? And rent this guy if you need to. You know, you need... And of course, that would give you an idea of what he needs, right? Because he was up there, he gets a little smiley, but he could come to strength and feel them, and, you know, it's just a practice is all it is. The masculine practice of being consciousness and the feminine practice of being loved through the body. It would be a different Byron Bay if we lived that way. Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was here yesterday, and since then I was quite moved by a lot of things. And what came into my mind was, I live quite a lot of my male side since about 25 years, doing my study, working, getting the money together, and I noticed that I attract men who are more the female side, it went even so far that, you know, I was together with a man who was gay before he met me, and that wouldn't be a problem, but now I feel really tired, and I feel I want a change. I want more balance.
Are you in a relationship
yes,
now?
Yeah.
He was here yesterday.
Yeah, the surfer guy.
He's not here today, huh?
Yeah. No, he has to do the babysitting.
Okay. Well, your masculine momentum is fairly shallow. Your feminine river is rather deep. I mean, just feel yourself right now and feel yourself asking the question. All I have to do is ask about your man, and you become all soft and radiant and moving. And can you feel that quality in you? So when you're asking, how do you allow that? You said you're tired of being the masculine attracting you.
Yeah, to do this work.
But this is it. I'm trying to get you to feel it right now. That energetic relaxation that you just did just a second ago when you were kind of laughing and thinking of him and feeling him. Do you remember that moment?
Yeah.
It was your body became a bit flushed. It was like right now. Can you feel right now? And can you feel how that's a little different in the way you're breathing and holding yourself than when you were actually asking the question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, see, now you're back in the masculine. Then now you're back in the feminine. Can you feel the difference?
Yeah.
So feel the difference in your neck and your face and your breath. Feel the difference in your disposition as a body. It's not that difficult. And trust, the difficult part is that you distrust the feminine. Trust that if you relax into that feminine part that you are, and you allow that to show, that you will either attract a man or attract in your man his masculine, so you can spend more time this relaxed. There's nothing wrong with for you to be in your masculine. That's fine if you want to do that. Every person should be able to be in their masculine and their feminine. So there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that you're not happy there. You personally aren't happy doing that so much anymore.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of happiness, essentially. It's an allowing. It's a surrender. Can you feel your earrings? You put on earrings today, yeah? Can you feel them kind of on your ears?
Yeah.
Well, feel them on your ears. And as you're feeling them on your ears, try to ask me a question. Keep feeling them.
Yeah.
This is more like having sex now, right? I mean, this is more like you and I were kind of like teasing each other, you know, playing with each other. It's no longer a rational conversation. We're talking about your earrings, you know? And so the feeling you had when you chose those earrings and put them on, there was a feeling in that, right? I mean, are these like your Thursday earrings, or did
no.
you feed? Right. I mean, so it's not, you didn't do a mask. That's how masculine people are. They go like, Thursday, I wear brown on Thursdays. And they like put on their, you know, just so they don't have to think about it. It's like, okay, Thursday I do this, Wednesday I do this. You know, it's just like everything's plotted out. So in your feminine, you're feeling those earrings. You're enjoying, you're enjoying the divine in the form of radiant adornment. You're adorning your radiant divine light through wearing those earrings. Now, in a first stage moment, if you know the way I talk about things, it's unnecessary, but in a first stage moment, you're doing it for selfish reasons. You're saying, I want to look good because I want attention. In a second stage moment, you're doing it kind of, you're feeling like, well, everyone's going to look good tonight, so I want to look good with everyone else, and it'll be an interesting evening. At a third stage moment, you're feeling yourself as an offering, that you were born as an offering of love and light to the world, to a man, to your children, to whoever you interact with. Wait. So you want to pop back in so bad. I'm not going to let you yet. So can you feel your earrings still?
Yeah.
Okay, now offer me in this room the glory of the goddess wearing earrings. Just feel yourself as light, giving yourself to this room through your earrings. Okay? Now ask anything you want, but don't forget that you are an offering of earring darshan. You're being earring divinity.
Yeah.
But no, keep feeling it.
Anyway.
And look at me while you're talking.
In our relationship that, you know, it clashes a bit because I just feel like, you know, when you spoke about this train last night, you know, that
the man
is the train, but the woman jumps on or something.
Well, you're thinking of words from last night.
Yeah, but this was
If you just felt your earrings, you would never be a train again. Trains don't have earrings.
No, it's not.
You're insisting on it. So I'm not only allowing you to be feminine, I'm imploring you to just allow yourself to be earring darshan, you know, earring offering, an earring of light. And you won't. It's like, last night you said men are like this, and you're struggling. I mean, I'm asking you, just like, you're squeezing your head into the masculine shape just to be able to pop out something you've thought about for the last few hours. And that is what attracts feminine men.
Yeah.
Yeah, that quality. That unwillingness to surrender his earring. And the need to assert a question that you think is going to get you an answer, but the answer is right here. It's your earrings. It's your offering. It's your light. You don't trust that. You see, you don't trust it's that simple. You don't trust that light is sufficient. Light is sufficient. This is light. This is energy, whatever you want to call it. It's already light. It's already energy. You are already alive as love. You have to struggle to keep the clamp on and act like you're going somewhere. And if you ask a question and I answer it, then you'll understand something and then something will shift. But the only thing that would ever shift is that maybe you would just finally go, wow, I'm light. And you would relax as that and offer that. And then the men you attract would be men who enjoy light rather than...
No, okay. I don't think that he enjoys that.
Well, a lot of men enjoy that. Men who cannot direct themselves are attracted to women who will offer direction. So, which is what you keep trying to do. Like, you keep coming back to this question, which has no real meaning to it, but you think it does. And so you're trying to assert, I'm struggling with you just to dance with an earring, you know? And you want to ask this question. Now, if I was a man who couldn't do that, if I was just like, I'd smoked too much dope, taken too much ecstasy, done too much acid, surfed too much, played too much music, just gone on too much of my life without ever knowing where I was going and flowing with energy, that would be very groovy to me, because I'd feel like, wow, she knows where she's going, and I would be able to just flow with you, and you'd be able to go and he'd just be able to go with you. Yes?
So I have to go like this.
So all you need to do is trust yourself as the earring. You know, I'm just using that, but it could be I don't know, what color underwear are you wearing?
Today, plain white.
What? So feel the whiteness of your underwear shining. You know, like... If we stripped you naked right now, would you be... are you? I'm not going to suggest that we do this, don't worry. But I'm just curious, did you dress in a way so that you feel radiant under your clothes? You know, so you feel... So when you feel your own body, it feels like yes instead of no or neutral.
Yeah, more neutral.
Well, perhaps perhaps a little more yes in your life would be interesting. Yeah? Perhaps when you wake up and you know, that's how... I'm a fairly directed man, okay? And if you were my woman and I woke up in the morning, I'd want to look at you and feel you and go, yes. It means nothing to me, your direction. I have enough direction for 30 of you. I mean, you could do whatever you want. That's fine with me. But your direction is no gift to me because I have sufficient direction, as any man who you could trust would. And so if you wake up in the morning and your offering is... Any man who has plenty of direction will just go somewhere else. Now, if a man doesn't, like I'm saying, he's damaged goods or something, and so he's like, lay in bed. He doesn't know what he's going to do today. It's just another day. And then you pop up and you go, and then he'll go like, ah, someone's taking care of things. I can just kind of get up, smoke some dope, play guitar, whatever he does. So you're actively creating that in your life because, for instance, and this is just, these are superficial ways of feeling them, but the depth of it is you are light. Your heart is light. Your love is light. You are alive as love. But if you don't feel it in your underwear, you're not embodying it. You're dressing yourself should be a sacred art. As you dress yourself in the morning, dress yourself as yes. Dress yourself as a goddess. Now, if you go to work and you can't be, you know, that's fine. Dress underneath like that. So all day underneath your yes, but you have a kind of hidden, you know, it's a hidden yes, which is appropriate at times. Our culture doesn't allow a whole lot of yes. And so it's fine to hide that, but you should feel it. Do you enjoy your own body?
Yeah.
Yeah or yes? I mean, do you really enjoy your body? Like, is it enjoyable to you to be your body?
Lately, I was not doing much with my body apart from working and getting money together.
So what's something you could do that's more enjoyable?
Yeah.
What is something you could do so you're happier in your body, as your body?
Maybe dancing or anything like that.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Underwear that makes you feel yes, earring darshan, dancing every day, all of those things would attract a more masculine man, attract the masculine from your man, and relax you more as light. But you won't do it, see, you're already planning on it. You're already thinking how you're going to do it. But at least you have a rough sense, and maybe your friends can help remind you. Since you're sitting between a couple, I'm assuming you somehow know them, do you? Or did you just like put her there, you know, sit between us?
That's why I'm here.
So do you know what to do now?
Yeah.
Okay, now do you have a question?
No.
You're asking about men and you know you're tired of being in your mask, then I'll give you a whole bunch of ways to undo that.
Yeah.
Too bad he's not here, because you should forget them and he should remember them.
Yeah. Thanks.